Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and my guest today is Dr. David Shulkin, Undersecretary for Health at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Also joining us from IBM is Mark Newsom. So, Dr. Shulkin, I talked to many of my guests about the importance of collaboration and partnerships in achieving mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships and collaboration to improve operations and outcomes at VHA?
Well, I think the recognition of going through the crisis that VA has gone through, again, starting in April of 2014, was essentially a recognition that the responsibility to care for the country's veterans was not VA's alone. And VA can't do it alone. And so it needs to work with those out in the community to partner in strategic ways to be able to meet the needs of veterans. And the example of suicide, I think, is a clear example. The fact that the majority of veterans who are taking their own lives aren't in the VA system. We need to partner with others to reach out to them to get the care that they need. So VA, it's what I call the new VA, has taken this recognition we can't do it alone out to the country and said to every major corporation, every major organization, if they have a willingness, an idea, some way that they can help us fulfill our mission to take care of the country's veterans, we want to be working with them. And so we've announced literally hundreds of partnerships around the country to cement relationships that help us advance healthcare together to serve the country's veterans. And so lots of examples of leading companies. We have them with Google. We have them with IBM. We have them with the Elks Club. We have them, you know, with Home Depot. So, you know, I don't want to leave out important groups, of course, but this is a new VA where we are willing to entertain ideas that make sense as long as they make sense for veterans and taxpayers.
VHA has played a role in training America's doctors, clinicians for decades with education and training programs. Could you elaborate a little bit on your continued efforts to build the best technical workforce of the future? What are some of the challenges you are facing in training and education?
One of the gifts that was given to the VA back in 1946 by the person then who was leading the VA, General Omar Bradley, was a recognition that if you worked with the country's leading medical schools, that that would be a good thing for veterans and a good thing for the medical schools. And so today, VA has relationships with 1,800 leading educational facilities and almost every major medical school in the country. It's why you often see a VA physically located next to a major university center wherever you travel. And so what many people don't realize is that if the VA system weren't here, there probably wouldn't be a way to be training America's healthcare professionals, because we train over 120,000 healthcare students every year. We're the largest trainer of medical students, nursing students, pharmacy students, social work students, and the lists go on and on. And so 70% of American doctors who train in medical schools will get some part of their training in the VA system. I know in my own case, I trained in three VAs during my medical training. And so if the VA system weren't there to provide this type of training, there wouldn't be a supply of healthcare professionals for the rest of the country. And frankly, this is a good thing, not only for the rest of the country, but for veterans, because these students come and they keep everybody who works at the VA sharp and with the new ideas and demanding that they have the best technology. And so this is a collaboration that really works well for veterans and works well for VA and is important for the rest of the country.
So, Doctor, you know, going from training and education to research, for over 75 years, VA research has been around and doing cutting-edge work in medical and prosthetic devices. Perhaps you could share with us some points of pride in this area.
Well, again, the VA, besides its great clinical work it does, besides its educational work, also contributes to the country through its research. $1.6 billion a year dedicated solely to research that helps veterans' well-being. There is no other organization that does anything like this. But besides helping veterans, many of the discoveries and research that we do translate into important advances for the rest of American medicine. So the very first liver transplant done in the country was done in a VA. The nicotine patch was developed in the VA. The pacemaker, the dialysis machines that keep our renal patients alive, radioimmunoassays, the work that was done that shows that an aspirin a day may prevent heart attacks. The lists go on and on. Three Nobel Prizes done within the VA system. The work that led to antivirals to prevent HIV and hepatitis, much of that work done in the VA system. So when people talk about the VA system, I'm not sure they realize that if it wasn't for this type of research, we wouldn't have many of the advances that are existing today for all Americans.
So, Doctor, what advice would you give someone thinking about a career in either medicine or public service or both?
Well, the advice I give to all people who ask my advice is do something that you're passionate about. And if you're passionate about helping people, I couldn't be stronger in my advice to go into health professions and public service. For those that haven't had the opportunity to go and to help people and to contribute to the lives and improving lives for others, I think that they're missing out on something. So much of the dissatisfaction that I see among many of my colleagues out in the private sector in healthcare is because they are chasing things that really are increasingly difficult, which is their own autonomy and their own financial advantages. And I think that if people go into healthcare for the right reason, which is to help people and to serve, they're going to have great, satisfying careers.
Doctor, I want to thank you for joining us today. But more importantly, Mark and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you. It's a true privilege and honor to be able to give back to those that have served our country. And I can't think of anything more rewarding.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Dr. David Shulkin, Undersecretary for Health at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. My co-host today from IBM has been Mark Newsom. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.